This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. We're going to start right away with a newsmaker on the program today. Open up the phones in the next segment, and then also bring you some other guests in our next hour as well on different topics of the day. We're all watching the aftermath of what now is a little over 24 hours ago in Washington, D.C., and I'm seeing some signs that are really positive. Our next guest was on the Senate floor yesterday talking about how for every act of evil, there's hundreds of acts of kindness that come as a result of it. And I think those kind acts are outnumbering the ones that cause you to scratch your head a little bit right now. The big question is, of course, will it last? Senator John Thune, member of the Senate leadership, joins us on the program for an update on what happened yesterday, the mood in Washington, D.C., and also a couple of things happening in Congress. Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Always nice to be with you. Thanks.
We have a lot of South Dakota listeners, and they often ask us, you know, get Senator Thune on. So we're always pestering your staff to have you on whenever we can. We know you're a busy guy, but appreciate the time very much.
No, glad to do it. Always appreciate being on your program.
So what does the mood feel like there today, 24 hours later?
Well, I still think there's a sense of kind of shock over what happened yesterday. You know, it really took this city and this community by surprise. I think you know, continued very serious, somber mood here, and certainly one where we are continuing to pray and uphold those who were victims of the attack and their families, and continue to express our gratitude to the Capitol Police, who every single day put their lives on the line for us. So, but I would say, you know, it's a day later, but we're still sort of reeling from that event, and hopefully not something we'll see anything like again in the future.
Where would you pin the cause for what happened yesterday? Who is to blame?
You know, it's hard to say. It sounds like this guy was a bit of a sort of crazy, mentally unstable to start with, but you know, obviously sort of radicalized in his political views, and you know, motivated him to commit a senseless act of violence. But I do think that it's important for us as a culture and as individuals, and you know, those of us who are in public life, to set a good example, to model the kind of in the way that we say things, to dial down some of the rhetoric and soften our tone a little bit, because there's plenty of you know, hostility out there. When you look at people as they communicate now more and more through social media, the 24/7 cable news and radio and everything else that's out there, there's just a lot of sort of, I would say, inflammatory rhetoric, I think, that can be counterproductive for people like this guy, who clearly had a predisposition to do something bad in the first place.
You know, this is going to sound partisan. I don't mean it to be, but having watched a lot of political battles over the years, I always think that the left tends to really be good at it and sort of jump the shark, right? It isn't health care reform. It's what you're trying to do, Senator Thune, is kill people, right?
Right.
I mean,
it's just
over the top. Now, Donald Trump enters the scene and seems to be a street fighter politically.
Right.
And while he doesn't necessarily throw that kind of language back, he's not afraid to throw a haymaker. What has that done to the atmosphere in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that the political left has a way of just personalizing this stuff. And, you know, some of these policy differences and issues that we talk about and debate should be that, you know. And I've always said you can disagree without being disagreeable, but and you can have strong convictions, which I do. But I think the way that you communicate that too, it can be done in a way that hopefully is conducive to civil discourse, as opposed to creating the kind of some of hate rhetoric that we see sometimes. But I've always felt like you're right, that the political left seems more accomplished at being able to say things in a way that incites the kind of you know, rhetoric that I think does in many cases personalize things. So I would concede that point. And but I think that the president does. He punches back. I wish he would stay off Twitter, because I think that gets him in trouble, as well as sometimes, you know, things get out there that tend to be more personal in nature. And I think that our politics really ought to be about, you know, substantive issue discussion of the issues and the differences that we have, which are very deeply held, but not personalized.
I saw Jeffrey Toobin, smart, you know, a lawyer type, writes for The New Yorker, analyst on CNN, blaming Donald Trump for the shooting yesterday. That, you know, the president is to blame. And that would be a parlor game in Washington, D.C. Blame this president. Never mind. Again, the guy that did it, his Facebook profile has a picture of Bernie Sanders. And if the reverse had been true, I mean, it would be an onslaught of the media right now. Does the president share any blame for what happened?
No, of course not. And that's crazy. I mean, and that's, again, just another example of somebody who is sensationalizing this and trying to use it to achieve a political agenda. And I think that's where most of where the media, you know, comes down on this. Anything that happens and that, you know, where, you've got, people who are, you know, drawing on their own political views and figuring out a way from that generate bad behavior, they're trying to attribute to somehow to President Trump. And that's just completely inaccurate and further, I think, undermines what we all ought to be doing here. And that's having a substantive dialogue and discussion about the issues. As you pointed out, I mean, this guy, his loyalties were to Bernie Sanders, and he was a radical Bernie Sanders follower. And it just completely misses the point, but I think it's kind of indicative of where we are, and in many cases where so-called mainstream media is. You know, I mean, he's somebody you would think would know better.
Do you think this could serve as a circuit breaker a little bit? I mean, the president obviously, I thought, struck the right tone yesterday, went to the hospital last night, you know, reaching out, thanking the Capitol officers as you did on the Senate floor. You have, you know, Speaker Pelosi or Speaker Ryan, rather, and Nancy Pelosi exchanging niceties. Can this last, or does this fade 2 weeks from now?
You know, I'd like to think that when you see people commit acts of violence like this, that we're just very fortunate there hasn't been loss of life, that it ought to have more of a lasting effect. You'd think this would wake people up a little bit, and maybe it'll have a more sustained impact here. But my experience has been around all these things is it doesn't take very long for things kind of to go back to normal. But I hope this time is different, because, you know, this is the kind of senseless act of violence that we just don't want to see repeated. And I think we all have responsibility to do what we can to see that doesn't happen.
Only a couple minutes left, but I do want to ask you about some other things that we were intending to talk about today until obviously yesterday's news events. How much, real work is getting done? We hear about all the noise and the Russia investigation and everything else, and Senator Hovind has been quick to say, look, you know, we're doing a lot of things here, and two big ones we care about obviously are getting health care fixed, repeal and replace, but also the tax reform bill. Is there real solid work going? Is the lion's share of the Senate's work on those two issues right now?
It's coming together, Scott. I think that health care and tax reform both are really, really important issues and commitments we've made that we need to get done. And I think we're getting closer in the Senate on health care. And I think eventually we'll get tax reform too, hopefully both before the end of the year. And those would be huge accomplishments for the American people. And so the work does go forward. I mean, we're voting on a bill today sanctioning Iran and sanctioning Russia. Ended up being a fairly big bipartisan vote. And that's consequential stuff when it comes to national security. So this idea that, you know, Washington is somehow shut down, and, you know, clearly there are these sort of high-profile distractions that get a lot of attention by the media, but behind the scenes, work continues, and I think we need to be focused on the agenda that the American people care about, and that's jobs, the economy, wages, keeping the country safe, we are multitasking here in the Senate, and we're going to continue to do that.
You get a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare to President Trump's desk. You get tax reform passed. You continue the efforts on all the regulatory, you know, rollbacks that are going on. There'll be real impacts in the economy, and all this Russia stuff will just be noise, right?
Right. I think that's right. And I think it is. If you get outside of this city where everybody in this bubble obsesses about, you know, the latest sort of media hype surrounding some development in that story. Most people outside the country, and I'm back in South Dakota every weekend, are living their lives. It's summer, and they care about the premiums they're paying for health care. They care about good job opportunities for them and their families, and you know, being able to save for their retirement and the wages that they're able to make. And you know, those are the types of bread and butter, kitchen table type issues that most people care about. So, yeah, I think this is a, you know, I'm not downplaying what's happening here with all this other stuff, but clearly where the American people are concerned, there are issues that they care, that we're addressing, and I think that's what we need to be focused on.
Senator, thanks for the time. And if you see Senator Heidi Heitkamp, tell her it's not so bad. She ought to think about coming on and talking to our fine listeners one of these days.
Scott. Sounds good.
Yeah. And maybe a good way for her to, you know, make up for that Iran vote on that awful deal will be to vote for the sanctions today. So we'll be watching that one,
there
too.
There you go. All right.
Go get them, Senator.
Okay.
Thanks for the
all
time.
Right. Good to be with you. Yeah, thanks,
you
guys.
Too. Goodbye. Senator John Thune, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at DeltaConstructors.net. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A couple of questions for you. Here on the program today, the one overriding question, Todd and I wake up every day getting ready to get behind these microphones.
I never really wake up, but yeah.
We wonder, What's on your mind? So that's, you know, that's just always the unstated question of the day. What's on your mind? But my bigger question, you heard now Senator John Thune talk about the attack. That was political violence is what that was. Those members of Congress were being hunted by a guy who hated them. Okay? He hated them and hated what they stand for. And as a result of what happened, you have seen a different tone to say, hey, this can't be. You can debate this stuff without personalizing this. Plenty of people using it for their agenda. That always happens. My question is, will it change anything? My inclination is it will not, myself. Don't you think, Todd? I think a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you will not be able to notice one thing different as a result of, you know, this attempt to assassinate members of Congress. I don't think you will. I think it feels right and good now. I'm just being honest. I wish it was the opposite case, but I'm not sure it does. And as I said to Senator Thune, the language that comes from the left towards people of a different political opinion is much more inflammatory than anything I can point to right to left. And I'm not saying that because I'm conservative. I'm just saying, give me the equivalent of, you're for repealing Obamacare. People are going to die. You want to kill people. I mean, I read you some goofball's Twitter comment within minutes of this happening yesterday saying, dump karma. Somebody thought if they stopped this, it was self-defense. They shoot a member of Congress and they don't get their health care reform. That's the way they think. So I don't know. Events like this sort of expose that. I hope, I think I use the term circuit breaker with Senator Thune, but I don't know that it will. I don't know that it will. And what's interesting is Donald Trump, who of course now some are blaming for this atmosphere when it's been like this for a long time. And I've been doing this a long time. I remember Newt Gingrich's contract with America in 1994, all the same stuff.
Oh, you mean the contract on America?
Right, exactly.
It back then. Yeah.
And do you remember, the Oklahoma City bomber?
Yeah.
Okay. He was Rush Limbaugh's fault. Because Rush Limbaugh was radicalizing
exactly.
People. You know, so this is the stuff they say. And
back to the whole no gun has ever killed a person thing. I mean, come on, folks.
But I would like to see the tone be better. I really would. I think what Donald Trump is finally for conservatives, someone that gets in the arena and isn't afraid to fight back because he's a New York real estate guy. He's lived his whole life there. So he's not going to take it. He fights back. He does it strongly. He does it rhetorically. I don't think you could say, oh, okay, he's the reason. Give me a break. But I do think he gives them a taste of their own medicine.
So is Scott Hinton the reason for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest then?
I'm sure, yeah. The racist Scott Hinton.
The whole reason it happened. Otherwise, it would not have happened. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sorry.
Before I get to these calls here, I want to tell you what Maria told me yesterday from Polar Service Center. Maria is looking for a certified welder in Kildare and Williston. She's looking for a sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic in Kildare as well. You want to be appreciated? You want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? I want you to talk to Maria at Polar Service Center. Just give her a call. If you have a loved one you'd love to have a little closer to home that is a welder, sandblaster, diesel mechanic, let them know about this. Call Maria. Here's the number. You ready? 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. I got a text yesterday from a friend. Said, hey, I heard you talking about some job opportunities. I have a nephew out in Seattle who's having a tough time getting a diesel mechanic job. Two-tour Iraq vet. Who should he contact? Well, boom. We connected him with the folks at Polar. Right now. And that's a common thing. You have a friend or family or, you know, loved one somewhere, let them know. Maria, Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781, up to $32 an hour. Great benefit package. Really good. Tim in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Scott. First time caller.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Glad you're listening and glad you called.
I got a phrase for you, what this country's going through since the election. Radical liberal terrorism. That's what I think is going on.
We're going through radical liberal terrorism.
Yep. It's a war against this country just like the Islamic terrorism.
Meaning they're out of power, they don't have the levers of power, so they have to invoke terroristic-like tendencies and what would be an example of their radical liberal terrorism?
Well, the 6 months of complete TV and radio and media blasting our president.
So rhetoric, basically. They have the really good rhetoric. And honestly, that's a form of terrorism. If you look at Dakota Access Pipeline, to go back and use that example, it's a lot of what that was. It was just, you know, rhetorical terrorism things. But you change the route because you just don't like Native Americans. You're going to poison the water. You're going to all a bunch of unfounded claims that could be considered certainly liberal, certainly radical, and I guess a form of terrorism. I mean, I think we often think of terrorism as actual violence, which largely it is. But
then they believe it.
Say that again.
All these young people coming up nowadays, they listen to this crap on TV and they believe it.
Yeah. Interesting. We'll see if others agree with you. Tim, appreciate the call. Call again. Radical liberal terrorism. That's what we're suffering from right now. Is that too strong? Terry's on the road. What's your take?
My take is that the more sensationalized statement they can make, the more chances they have of getting themselves known out in the public. I think a lot of this is just to have their 15 minutes of fame. And it works because the media lets it work.
And certainly the media is complicit in this.
Other than that, I thank you for your show. It's informative, educational, and keeps my spirits up. So thank you.
All right, Terry, thank you. I mean, that's important, too. Because watching how Washington works, watching how the swamp, just sucks up, chews up, spits out anybody trying to bring change can bring you down. So we do got to keep our spirits up there. We'll do our best there. Thanks for the kind comments, Terry. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Senator Heitkamp, pull your ad on the B-52s and save your money for your retirement.
Woo! Ouch! All right, thanks for the opinions. They're all welcome here on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. She's in full campaign mode. Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee sent out a press release for today. Trump calls Congressman Cramer's health care plan mean. They are so freaked out about Kevin Cramer. I think if you just say the name Kevin Cramer, she goes into a closet and hides somewhere. It's just, they're so worried about him. And
Trump is mean.
Do you know why? Because he is, I mean, basically, if Congressman Kevin Cramer wants to be a member of the U.S. Senate, all he has to do is run. He wins, she loses. They know that. They got to do everything in their power to come up with this stuff. And so this is like I hope he doesn't run. I hope he doesn't run.
What is the second grade debate lessons here?
He's mean.
He can't come up with a better argument than mean?
Let me give you a little background on this. Washington Post put out a story, and in this news release they say, a report from the Washington Post reveals that President Donald Trump called the health care bill that Congressman Cramer voted for mean. Well, first of all, it is the Washington Post. So how many times have they been wrong about how many things related to the Russian investigation and leaks and the Trump?
Plus, what are they going to say in the first place?
Number one. Number two, this is some anonymous source. We don't know if this was said. Is other people supposedly saying that he said it was mean? I heard other people say he didn't say mean. He said some version of we got to soften this or that. Well, whatever. Just get a life. Get a life, for crying out loud. You know, but it's amusing because, as the caller points out, I mean, the ad's running, the senatorial committee singling out Congressman Cramer. And meanwhile, what is Heidi Heitkamp doing? She's hiding. She won't come on programs like this and take calls. She doesn't do town hall meetings like he does. She doesn't do coffee with, Heidi events. She doesn't, nothing. Not a Zippo. I mean, that's why I mentioned that with John Thune. So, unbelievable. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors, helping bring you the program today. And I was there yesterday. And I noticed I picked up some Jack Links, so the 2-ounce beef sticks for $1.89 each. Those are really good. But also, they have the Perrier sparkling water, 99 cents each. How about that? Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. And the Pringles Super Stacks for $1.39. PetroServe USA, 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. Tell them Scott sent you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. PetroServe USA. Before I go to John and Annetta, let me play you this clip from yesterday. This is like clockwork for our friends on the left. When anything happens with a gun, it automatically means we need more gun legislation. All right? We need to
How's that going to work? Because wasn't Obama going to get the guns for 8 years, and then that didn't happen? So who's going to get them then?
Well, I know. And it's a tough argument, Todd. So have a little sympathy for him. And now the easiest way to do this is just to make things up and have a number that will just hopefully just bowl you over. Listen to what this happened yesterday in Virginia, right? So the governor, Terry McAuliffe, went to the scene and gave a statement to the media. Within hours, this was 10:45 Eastern, so 3 hours, three and some change after Steve Scalise had been shot, these other people had been shot, and says this.
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, not long.
How many? Maybe he'll say it again.
Wait.
We talked about this.
Rock.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Proved over and over again.
Wrong. But I'm not going to get anywhere near the investigation. The FBI is leading this. But this, obviously, with 93 million people a day, it's just something.
Huh? How many people are in the country?
We're going to run out of people by noon.
Well, I know, because... About 300 million people in the country, 3 days we use them up. So, yeah. Somebody later, some reporter finally goes, 93 million? Well, I mean 93.
321.4 million as of 2015.
And you people want to run our country.
By the weekend we'll be out of people, then I exaggerated. Sorry.
You did. John in Ineta, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Earlier you were talking about maybe a month or 6 months from now, we'll be right back where we started from. I think you might be wrong there. I think it might not last until the middle of next week, to tell you the truth.
It didn't last 3 hours.
I know.
For the math genius, Terry McAuliffe here, who has 93 million people dying a day from gun violence.
The reason is, you had an earlier caller talk about liberal terrorism. And, I think he's got a point, but this isn't something that just started with Trump. It's certainly coming to a head with that. But, if you go back even as far as, the things they said about Nixon when he became president, and then they finally drove him out, then Reagan. George Herbert Walker Bush, Reagan was going to blow up the world. He hated people. He was going to kill people. When you've got the other party that can't argue ideas with you, and so they try to diminish you by making you less than human because you just want to kill people. You want to blow up the world. You hate women. You hate black people. You hate Mexicans. You hate whoever. You hate everybody who isn't like you. And that's the way liberalism, and they've taken over the Democrat Party. So that's the way the Democrat Party argues elections now. When Trump was running, did you hear one positive out of the Hillary campaign? What you heard was he's not fit to be president of the United States because he's going to blow the place up, or he's going to blow the world up, or he hates women, or he's a misogynist, or he's a racist, or whatever. They didn't argue ideas, political philosophy. They just called names. And they were able to get away with it for a lot of years. But I think with the advent of talk radio and some other ways of getting the truth out, although it isn't as big as the mainstream media, they've actually had to, and the media has actually had to come out and show you who they actually are. So we see now the party has become, the Democrat Party has become, I almost hate to say it, but an un-American party. They don't believe in American values. And when I'm talking about American values, I'm talking about the values that were founded when this country was founded.
Great points, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Give us lots to think about there. find myself wanting to go to a solution. And I think the only solution, honestly, is that you keep your head down right now and you recognize it's going to be brutal. You know when you're going into something kind of difficult, tough, whatever, and you know what's coming, but you just got to put your big boy panties on and do it, right? You got to, this isn't going to be pleasant. It's not going to be fun. And I really think we're going into an ugly period like that. However, I touched on this with Senator Thune earlier. You persevere with the regulatory reform that's going on, the infrastructure thing that will be pretty much bipartisan, the tax reform, which is a game changer. That's Ronald Reagan is the legend he is because of tax reform. Certainly the Cold War was a big piece of that, but his economic legacy, his contribution to this country and what it did to turn things around came from his tax reform. Trump could do the same thing. And then that atrocity, disgusting, big government, quote-unquote healthcare plan to reboot there, all along with the economy plodding along, the deficit coming down, the taking on the debt. I think you will have a Democratic Party that will be so fractured and inept, it'll just be a non-event. I mean, they'll have to sort of like reinvent themselves like they do in the parliament or something. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's going to be ugly. They're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink and Robert Mueller and everything else. And, you know, healthcare reform wants to kill you and just, you know, all that. You're going to just continue to, and you just sort of put your flak jacket on and helmet and take all the incoming and fight through it. And when you come out on the other side, if you fight through to the real policy stuff, this country will be better for it. I really believe that. Steve in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Manny, you want to check and see if Steve's there? We have, by the way, overturned
yeah,
semi.
Here.
Okay, one sec, Steve. Just hang on. We just lost you for a second. But I-94 and 45th Street in Fargo overturned semi, backing up traffic. They've actually, stopped traffic now while they're trying to clear the highway there. So if you're out there, let us know what you're doing. I understand crews have responded already, but traffic is backed up pretty bad. If it's still backed up, let us know. Call us at 258-0550. Send us a text, 367-2054. It's not texting and driving. If you're stopped in traffic, just put the car in drive and, you know, shut the thing off and you're good to go. 367-2054. Let us know that situation. Steve, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, I was going to say that all the left-wing media that attack Trump and say that he concluded or had something to do with the Russians that interfered with the elections is that, you know, we had that shooting there in Virginia. And when they do that and they incite all these other leftists, they're really obstructing justice and just the common good by doing that because they work for Islam, then, the terrorist state. And so they can kind of relax and put their feet on the table and just kind of watch it go through. Or they may get mad and say, you know, what are these guys doing? These leftists are doing your job. You know, get out there and do something.
Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who can afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business sized companies under 150 white collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry leading warranty, 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sprayer money can buy is what they call it. Just talk to the growers that use them. The Apache sprayer that you'll find at High Plains Apache's Mandan or Fargo locations is the best of the best. They call it a businessman sprayer because it just gets out there every day and gets the job done. Best warranty, best cab comfort. It really is great. And then once you buy an Apache sprayer from High Plains Apache, you have the benefit of that ET Ag Center and all the great service that comes from those folks as well. HighPlainsApache.com online, but it's better if you just stop and see them. New and used, and you can see the selection online. But stop and see them. Check out the DT Ag Center, and they have parts not just only for Apache sprayers, but any brand of sprayer. Any ag application part you need, they've got it. The sprayer part's right there at either location. Exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier, actually, on I-29, or it is in the Mandan across from Bonanza. Right there. Just tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Well, we just came off Flag Day. And I spent most of yesterday thinking about a guy that has made getting flags in front of businesses and homes his life's work. And that's our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. Happy post-flagpole day to you, sir. How are you?
I'm awesome. Scott, with all the negativity that's going on out there, I just am here to testify about all what's good. I have the best job in the world. I can't believe the opportunities to experience people all over North Dakota. And I'm actually going to Medora right now to install a flagpole at Medora Fire Department. But, you know, as usual, everybody is like, well, when you coming? And then we'll help here, we'll help there. The people, the patriots, let's not let all this stuff get us to forget who we are. I get to see it every day. I install flagpoles. We have flag sales online, ndflagpoleguy.com. But let's just remind everybody that North Dakota is awesome, and I get to see it. Thank you.
It is. It is indeed awesome. And if you go to ndflagpoleguy.com, you can see what Jim has. You can call him at 701-571-FLAG. If you have a flag, God bless you, but make sure that, you know, the pole's in good shape and the flag's in good shape. You know, I got home from a road trip to Watford City in Bismarck last night by 8:30. Here it is, Flag Day, and I all day was looking for flags. And I pull up in our own flag on the front step, had caught. It was kind of wrapped around the flag, its own flagpole, and caught on, one of the pieces of metal in the back. That's not uncommon. Little tiny rip in it, which will quickly become a big rip. Watch for that stuff, because properly having having a flag properly flown is as important as having one in the first place. Once you got one, keep an eye on it. And Jim can help with all that. And, of course, it's all American-made. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Take care, Jim. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott. Good day.
I have to get some texts here in, and also more calls. Welcome at 258-0550. Listener says, I see the mainstream media as the biggest perpetrators pushing violence. They only say it's bad when they think it is the alt-right that's doing it. Last night they were saying the alt-right was much worse, but when we see the left beating people from the right, setting fires or the like, it's okay in their book. As a disabled vet, I am truly fearful for my country. This is not what vets put their lives on the line for. Yeah. That's a comment that'll brush you back. An email or a text, I forget which, yesterday after the show saying, hey, is this the beginning of a civil war? Some people are thinking, I think it's different. I think it's impossible to say that it's not very different right now. And the atmosphere and what's happening. And I guess if you're of the liberal persuasion, you see Republicans doing this. I can't think of examples, and I'd welcome any liberal, any Democrat, any person of the, any political persuasion to correct me if I'm wrong. Lay it on me. Call me. 258-0550. I don't see. I'm going to again use the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I mean, the vitriol, the venom, the trash, mostly out of people's mouth, but certainly there was plenty of actual trash, too. All in the name of clean water. It was filthy, disgusting. I mean, talk to parents who encounter bandana-wearing bandits not letting them go down the road, preventing school bus. Who does that? Who does that? Think of the things that have been said about Donald Trump and his family. His 11-year-old son, for crying out loud. We're not in a good place, and I don't know what breaks it. Here's some examples of that liberal rhetoric. Are there examples of conservative rhetoric that are equally as bad? Maybe, I just don't hear them.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
We are here to be nasty.
Yeah. We noticed. We noticed.
Could you imagine if there were examples of conservative rhetoric like that in the last 8 years?
I guess we'd hear
about it. The previous administration.
But I even think just in people I encounter who are, look at the famous, now famous, Mike from Hazen. who called and just, you know, like veins popping out of his neck, crazy mad. Same guy that accosted, you know, Kevin Cramer at his town hall meeting, for crying out loud. I just don't see the equivalent of that. You know, look, I'm mad about the direction of the country, but I don't go to that level. What's wrong? I don't know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildeer and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.